Hello, she said enthusiastically. I'm Barry's mom, but the kids all call me Sis. She smiled. As she put down the towel, she shook Tom's hand and asked, Where are you two going? The bathroom, Jim answered. You want to come? Mrs. Smith smiled again. Give me a minute to finish here. I'll be along shortly. Once inside the bathroom, Jim locked the door and pulled a vial out of his green velvet vest with silver embroidery. A small mirror leaning in the corner had obviously been used for this purpose before because the glass was rimmed with white dust. Jim poured out a small amount of beige crystal powder onto the mirror and spread them out into six lines about half an inch long each. Then a knock on the door announced Mrs. Smith's arrival. Jim said, Let her in. As she stepped into the larger-than-average bathroom, she hungrily eyed the mirror, but Jim took his lines first, then passed the brass tube to Tom. Tom looked at Mrs. Smith and, holding out the tube to her, said, Ladies first. She smiled, took the tube, and agilely sniffed up her two lines. When she looked at Tom to hand him the snorter, her eyes were red and teary. She pinched her nose shut with her free hand in an effort to stop the pain. Tom took the tube and reluctantly did his two lines of hellfire. The pain was immediate, like Drano. 1,000 onions would have been more pleasurable than the pain to his nostrils. His eyes watered and nose began to run a little. He sniffed to keep from losing any of his nasal contents. The pain subsided after about 60 seconds. By the time all three of them stepped out of the bathroom, Tom felt his teeth clenching and gums vibrating. He felt very, very awake and wanted to jump out of his skin and run a lap. You a musician, Tom? Sis asked. No, but I play the harp a little. Really? Jim asked with interest. Maybe you could sit in with us on a tune later. The Razors picked up their instruments and began to play a Doors song called Moonlight Drive. The guitarist whipped out a really slick slide guitar solo. Sitting together by the sea, the world exists for you and me. Shake the moon, let's jump and dive on our warm moonlit drive. Tom turned around to see that Mrs. Smith was sitting next to Carrie on the couch. As Carrie watched Jim singing, Mrs. Smith was staring at Tom, tapping her feet wildly to the song. Tom felt a little uncomfortable as she obviously turned thoughts of him over in her mind. Maybe she knew who he was. Tom had been checking the newspapers, but as of yet the articles had shown no pictures of him. So probably she was... Play Light My Fire, Mrs. Smith blurted out as the song ended. Jim mumbled how they were tired of that song. But there is another Doors song we haven't played in a while, turning to the band. Let's play Let's Run. Barry started the song with a steady bass heartbeat. The big wooden organ whistled spookily. The guitar added a few bended notes, sending up an eerie presence. Feet upon the ground, burning from the sun. It hurts less to run, run, run. Take me to your house. Take me to your home. Shadows of the past, catching up at last. Somehow the band was capturing Tom's life with this song. He was grasped by the music and lyrics like a soundtrack to his life. Your cavern is warm from the fire inside. Soft pillowed bed empties out my head.